Hello there, this is Seth Juarez with another episode of Azure Friday with my good friend. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
Hi, Seth. I'm Pranav Rastogi, and I'm a program manager on Redis Cache. Redis is our open source caching solution that we are hosting in Azure. Mm-hmm. And today I'm going to be talking to you about how can you sort of improve security and what are some of the best practices that you can do use while using Redis in Azure.
All right, so let's talk about security in general, because this is like caching.
It's caching, yes.
What kind of security issues exist with this?
So the most common ones are, how do you sort of connect to the cache? How do you make sure that the cache can only be accessed from a certain clients that you want to? And so those are sort of kinds of things. So when Redis was built, Redis was built to be deployed inside an environment which was like locked down through virtual networks and stuff. And so when we offered Redis, initially we offered Redis on the as a public internet addressable IP.
I see.
We did put some checks in place that only if you have the password, then you can access the cache. So, we set up auth by default, so you need to connect it using an access key. We turned on SSL, so all data is encrypted. Mm-hmm. So by default, when you create a new cache, SSL is turned on, and the non-SSL port is turned off.
Got it.
And you only need to turn on the non-SSL port if you're going to use any of the Redis tools, like Redis CLI or Slowlog or Monitor.
Got it.
But for everything else, you shouldn't have to use the non-SSL port. The last thing that we did is now we allow you to deploy a Redis cache inside a virtual network.
I see.
And so this is a picture.
Let's go to the full screen mode. There you go.
Yeah, so this is my poor man's sort of an implementation of explaining what virtual network means. Like, that's how I got it.
Got it.
So what you're seeing in terms of, the browns, the sticks are the boundaries of the network on who can access the cache.
Got it.
So in this case, the green key is your compute, your VMs, app service, anything that you want. And your equal is your lightweight, fast cache. And what I'm seeing, what I'm telling you basically is only the green tea can access the cache. And anybody outside of these sticks will not be able to access the cache. So this is how you can sort of use Azure Virtual Network. You can define network security groups and policies on who can access the cache.
I see. So this security is not necessarily a function of, this isn't a setting in Azure Redis cache.
No.
It's more of a, you need to think about your infrastructure and how you're going to set up the network for that.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
And so you'd have to be very judicious about, because you might have several Redis caches that might not even be related to each other, that might have to live in their own networks as well.
Correct. So what our recommendations are, you create a subnet for each sort of Redis cache that you have, and then you can have your own list of IPs that can access that cache. Because your environment, you can have 10 caches and they can be serving 10 different applications. So you have to think about your infrastructure on how you're sort of structuring it. So I wanted to show you a quick demo on what I've done is, I have my Redis cache, which is Pranav VNet. And this is a Redis cache which I have deployed inside a virtual network.
I see.
And so this is a virtual network, Pranav AZ Friday. This is the static IP of the cache. And it's in a subnet called default. And what I've also done is I have created a web app, which is inside the same subnet.
Got it.
So it's only the web app that can access the cache. And we can quickly look at the networking section. And
there
so this is a web app. It's inside this virtual network called Pranav AZ Fry, which was the one that I had. And I can browse to the site. And now, this data is coming from the session state provider. So This is just an ASP.NET site. There's nothing too complicated about it.
Because it's not 10 p.m. is what it was showing us.
It's literally storing data in the session and retrieving data from the session. But since the web app and the cache are inside the same virtual network, I can access the cache data.
Got it.
If I were to disable the VNet access, so if I were to remove the web app from the virtual network, then this web app will not be able to access to the cache. Because remember, now I'm taking this green tea and I'm going to move it out of the boundaries of the virtual network. So I just submitted a deployment saying so it's been disconnected. And I can refresh it. And what's happening is now the site is using the ASP.NET session state provider. It's trying to connect to the cache. It'll eventually time out, and I'll get this exception.
Got it.
And if I were to go back and enable virtual network again, then it'll start working.
Amazing. So that's a good way of thinking about, because security can be like you either put up a gate or you can give people keys. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
And this is another way of doing it.
So this is like standing up the gates. And from a virtual network perspective, we support both modes of deployment, the resource manager based, which is what we just rolled out a few weeks back, and then the classic based deployment model. So based on how you're architecting your applications, you can use either of the deployment models. And we sort of strongly recommend like considering this option as well. As you said, you can give somebody a key, you can build up a gate. It's all the control that you want as a application developer.
Fantastic. Well, we'll stop here. This has been really good. We've been talking about security and a very special way of setting up a gate here on Azure Friday with Azure Redis Cache. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.